Okay, today's daf is Kritu Tetzayim. We're going to start a Tevav Amabet at the two dots about 10 lines from the bottom. So we were dealing with the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had two versions of what Rabbi Akiva's question is. We're now with Rabbi Shimon's version of Rabbi Akiva's question, which is that Rabbi Akiva asked about eating notar from five zvachim in one helem. So you ate five, there's five different objects, five different sacrifices, and you ate notar from each of them with one, only one knowledge that you did something wrong. So are you chayava kol achat al kulan or chayava kol achat ve'achat? Rabbi Yeshua says, let's learn it from someone who eats zevach echad b'chamesh tamchuyim b'helem echad, that you're chayav mishum me'ila. Remember, he gave an example of me'ila. He said, there you're neheneh, and therefore it's a kal v'chomer. And then Rabbi Akiva says, you can't make a kal v'chomer from me'ila, because me'ila has several chumrot that don't exist in chatat, and therefore, or don't exist in eating notar, and therefore you can't learn from me'ila to here. Okay, which would then seem the Rabbi Akiva saying, even though in me'ila you'd be chayav on each one, you wouldn't be chayav here, faz v'chim, that you ate, or behelem echad, you wouldn't be chayav on each one. So now the question is, kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahat shuvam Rabbi Akiva olo? Does Rabbi Yeshua then defer to Rabbi Akiva and say, I guess you're right, that we can't learn from me'ila, and therefore you'd only be chayav one for five different zvachim? Okay, in order to get here, okay, I'll just warn you, today's stuff in general is a little complicated. I have sheets to organize. Hope that helps. Okay, so now he brings a braita. Part of the problem with this braita is it seems like it's one opinion until we bring some dissenting opinion, but it's not exactly, because there's an opinion here that doesn't really match. There's sort of like three tana'im here, even though it only appears like two. Okay, so here's the braita. First, it's going to be a long braita, then we'll see how we learn from it. Achal chamesh chatichot notar mizevach echad behelem echad b'chamisha tamchuyim. This looks quite complicated. Five pieces of meat of notar, all from one korban though. Okay, that's different from our case. Our case is many korbanot, but helem echad, all in one lack of knowledge, like our case, b'chamisha tamchuyim. Okay, we're going to have a debate later. What are chamisha tamchuyim? We're going to have several different opinions. But what we have here is five different pots, let's say, or in five different parts of it, or something that's split up, okay, but all helem echad, eino mevi ela chatat echad. Okay, even though there's five parts to this, we're going to now say that this is kind of similar, okay? If you look at the chart, I put the first case in the braita, okay, and I put on the side tamchuyim / zvachim lo mechalkim. The understanding here is if five tamchuyim, you still only do one chatat, then also five zvachim, you'd only do one chatat, and that's where we're going to get to, that maybe this answers our question, because then it's the same type of case. Va'aloho da shelahem eino mevi ela echat. Now let's say you don't know whether you did it or not. Let's say you have five tamchuyim of notar, right? Five different pots. You also have another five different pots, kosher meat, you know, not disqualified meat. And you ate five of them and you're not sure which one it was from. So what would you do in that case? Well, you bring one asham taloi, okay? We're going to learn later on the braita, which really isn't relevant to our case, but whatever you do for chatat, you do for asham. So if it's one chatat, it's one asham talui. If it's many chataot, then it's many asham talui. If in the case where you did it and you weren't sure whether you did it or not, remember that's the case where we bring an asham talui. But now if you bring achat mishamichat tamchuyim, you ate, or it should be, sorry, not achat, michamishat tamchuyim, you now had the same case, five tamchuyim, five pieces of notar you ate from each a different pot or each a different something, b'chamesh halamot, but in between each eating, you found out that you did it wrong, then what do we say? Maybe chatat al kol echad ve'echad. Okay, that's pretty obvious, right? So what do you see here? The main message of the braita is halamot mechalkot, but not zvachim. You follow? It's all about did you forget and did you learn in between that it was wrong and then forgot again? Then you'd have to bring separate. But if it was just five different zvachim and all one halem, right, you only find out after you ate all different of the five pieces of meat from the five different sacrifices, then you'd still only bring one because it's just one knowledge in the end. Oh, then someone tells you after you ate all this stuff, by the way, did you know it was Aser? And you say, oh, I didn't know. Okay? You bring only one. Next case. Oh, and then aloho das shelahem mevi asham taloi al kol echad ve'echad. And likewise, if you notice in each of these cases, although we're going to see in one not, but in each of these cases, we're going to say, and what happens if you did it accidentally? Right? Oh, sorry, not accidental. These are all accidental. What if you did it and you weren't sure whether you did it or not? Then you'd have to bring five asham taloes on those five helamot. Mechamishas svachim behelem echad chayava kol echad ve'echad. What if you have five svachim and one helem? This says you're chayava kol echad ve'echad. Now, by the way, this seems to be, assume like we did, that five tamchuyin is like five svachim, the assumption is that this Tana is a different Tana, not doesn't agree with our Mishnah. And this Tana thinks, again, to make it easier, on the last column of the chart, I wrote all the conclusions from here that are important. This Tana seems to say, Zvachim or Michalkim, because he says five different Zvachim, one He'elem, five Chataot. Okay, so that means separate Zvachim are going to be Mechayev you, each one, a separate Chatat. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu achal chamesh chatichot mechamesh svachim, mechamesha svachim, even if you have five different pieces from five different korbanot, behelem achat, but with one knowledge at the end that you made a mistake, eino mevi el chatat achat. Okay, he disagrees. He says, no, zvachim eina mechalkim, right? Separate sacrifices don't create a separate chatat. Val spekan, and if you're sepik about this, maybe ela asham taloy achat. Okay, this seems to go according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says only one. He would say you only bring one asham taloy also. And there, here's the klalosh al davar, kol shechalukim b'chataot, chalukim b'ashamot. Anytime you bring multiple chataot, if it was a case where you weren't even sure if you made a mistake, then you would bring multiple asham taloys. Last case, achal chamesh chatichot b'chamisha tamchuyin. You ate five pieces with five different pots, or five different whatever, mizevach echad, but from one sacrifice, lifnei zrikat damim. Okay, now, why is it important, lifnei zrikat damim? I forgot to mention, by the way, yesterday when we talked about the me'ila case has to be, there's me'ila only before zrikat dam. After zrikat dam already, it becomes, the me'ila leaves the korban, because then it becomes allowed to eat the meat. So, if you do it before zrikat dam, where the issue then is that you're chayav me'ila because it's still hektish and it hasn't left its hektish status, then afilu behelem achat chayava kol achat ve'achat mishum me'ila. Okay, so even if it's one helem, five zvachim, you're going to be chayav a separate din of me'ila for each one. Now, what's missing? Okay, you can look at the chart and see what's missing very easily. This is why charting things is good. What's missing is what happens in a safek asham case. A safek me'ila case. If you're not sure whether you did me'ila and you ate from it before the zrikat dam and you're not sure, then what do we do? So it doesn't say you bring asham talui. Why must that be the case, right? So the Gemara says, v'ilu al sveko, mevi asham talui lo katani. It doesn't say there you bring an asham talui misafek. Well, why is that? Mane, who does that go according to? Mane ha? If this whole, the whole thing is, okay, let's just go back now. Where do we start? We want to know what does Rabbi Yoshua hold. In order to tell what Rabbi Yoshua holds, they say, let's learn from the Braita. And they're going to say, I'll just already tell you, right? In the beginning of the Braita, what do we see? Zvachim lo mechalkim. Okay? If you say zvachim lo mechalkim, right, five zvachim, you don't bring separate korbanot, then what does it show? Remember our question? Rabbi Akiva said five zvachim, what do? And Rabbi Yoshua said, let's learn it from the Me'ila case. You bring separate ones. Rabbi Akiva said, no, we can't learn it from Me'ila. We're either machmir. We wouldn't be so machmir here, which means Rabbi Akiva is saying zvachim lo mechalkim. And if we can prove that this bright is Rabbi Yoshua's opinion, then we can prove that Rabbi Yoshua agreed with Rabbi Akiva and said zvachim einam mechalkim. Okay, but in order to prove it's Rabbi Yoshua, we have to use this issue with the Me'ila and the Asham Taloi, because whether or not you we know when to bring an Asham Taloi, when it's Safek, we yuchayev a korban chatat. What about Safek Me'ila? Yuchayev Asham Taloi or not? So it's a machloket. Rabbi Akiva holds you do bring an Asham Taloi, and others disagree with him, right? So he has a unique opinion there, which proves that this Braita can't be Rabbi Akiva's opinion, because It doesn't say al speko maybe Hashem talui. Okay, so let's just read it inside. So if you say this bright as Rabbi Akiva, litnei nami seifa, it should say in the seifa, but al speka maybe Hashem talui. Dehatnan, it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva mechayev al sepek meila Hashem talui, and therefore it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Now, since the now you have to make a jump. Since the topic of the Mishnah is tzfachim michalkim or not, and what we do in all these cases. And who did we see debating this? Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. The assumption is that if it's not Rabbi Akiva here, it must be Rabbi Yoshua. Okay? So therefore, we prove, it's not a perfect proof, but we prove that the author of this Braita must be Rabbi Yoshua, since it's not Rabbi Akiva, and since they seem to argue about things relating to this, it must be Rabbi Yoshua. Once we establish it's Rabbi Yoshua, so now let's go back to the beginning. Elalav Rabbi Yoshua, v'katane, and what does it say? B'chamesh halamot maybe chamesh chata'ot. Right, that's our first case. Now, it doesn't exactly say, right, it says b'chamesh, so notice, it's really the second case. It says, if you eat five chatichot, again, you can just easily look at the chart, it'll help you. The first two cases are really one and the same, but the first two cases say, you eat five notars. Even though it says from one zevach, they're assuming, like I said, the chamisha tamchuyim is like chamisha zvachim because they're separated parts. There it said, hele machat, one chata. Several halamot, several chataot. What does that seem to imply? That only halamot machalkot and not zvachim. So that's what they infer from here. And therefore they say, what do you see here? Ushma mina, kibla mine. If this is Rabbi Yoshua and he holds separate zvachim, only one chatat, right, if it's one ha'aleim, then it must be that Rabbi Yeshua in the end deferred to Rabbi Akiva and said, you're right, zvachim or not machakim. So now the Gemara says, now I already kind of established this for you, but the Gemara says, look at case number three though. What does it say? Michamisha zvachim behaleim echad chayava kol echad ve'echad. Right? So they say, that's exactly our case, but the opposite conclusion. Right? I already told you that there's kind of a machloket within here, there's different tana'im, but we're going to get to that in the Gemara. Bekatani b'chamesh halamo, maybe chamesh chataot. Ushma mina, I'm sorry, I read the wrong line. Ela adraba, you should say the reverse. Miseifa, from the continuation of the Braita, which is case number three. Dekatani m'chamisha zvachim, afilu behaleim achat, chayava kol achat ve'achat. Shma mina lo kibla mine. Right? It sounds like he didn't accept it. On the other hand, it sounds from the beginning like he did. So now they're going to suggest, and this is a rhetorical question. Ela, ma'i lach lememar? Tanaihi di'ika, tanaihi? Are you going to say it's a machloka tana'im? Di'ika tana de kibla, vi'ika tana de lo kibla? Are you going to say that case number one is a tana who says Rabbi Yoshua agreed with Rabbi Akiva in the end? And case number, right, that's case number one and two together. And from case number three, we're going to say, oh, that's according to a tana who held that Rabbi Yoshua didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva? That seems a bit weird to say that there's a machloket tana'im about whether Rabbi Yoshua agreed with Rabbi Akiva or not. And therefore, that doesn't sound so logical. So therefore, they're going to explain it in a different way. Afilu tema Rabbi Akiva hi. You could actually say, remember we said, it can't be the author's Rabbi Akiva. Okay, right? Why did we say that? Because Rabbi Akiva would have added the Hashem Taloi in the Me'ila case. So now they're going to say, no, no, no. You could say it's Rabbi Akiva hi. Okay, for this I charted it out. Okay, so now, I charted out both options. In the second chart on the page, right, the first option was to say that the second line, Zvachim Einam Mechalkim, is the Tana that holds that Rabbi Yoshua accepted Rabbi Akiva, and the third line, Zvachim Mechalkim, is the Tana that says that Rabbi Yoshua didn't accept. Now we're going to say it's all Rabbi Akiva, and the second line, Zvachim Einam Mechalkim, is like Rabbi Akiva, and he holds like him about ha'alamot, meaning that only separate ha'alamot create separate chiyuvim. Okay? Upalagale b'mi'ilot. But he disagrees with him about the issue of mi'ila. In other words, in the fourth sentence, right, the fourth line of the Braita, which was where he neglects to mention the issue of Hashem Talu by Me'ila, you could say, oh, the Tana agreed with him when it came to ha'alamot, that only ha'alamot machakot and atzvachim. But when it came to Me'ila and Hashem Talui by Me'ila, he disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, which one could say. Those are two totally separate issues. So then, what about the third sentence where it said Zvachim Mechalkim? Ah, that's Rabbi Yehoshua. And then what you have in our Mishnah is these two Tanaim who disagree are Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, which is a much better answer than one Tana who holds Rabbi Yeshua agree with Rabbi Akiva, and one Tana who holds he doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. No, no, no. One's Rabbi Yeshua, one's Rabbi Akiva, and the fact that we have this problem with the Yashem Taloi being absent in this Mishnah, you could say the Tana just didn't hold with Rabbi Akiva about the Me'ila issue. Okay? Now we go to a very side, easy thing. What are the five? It should be Hechidami Chamesh Tamchuyin. Okay? What are the cases of five Tamchuyin? It's a mistake in the text here. Amar Shmuel, we're going to now have five. I charted out in the five here across. Kotash Shaninu Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ola Mitzdarfin. There's five parts of the Ola that are Mitzdarfin. Habasar Vahachele Vahayayim Vahasole Vahashemin. So Chamisha Tamchuyin would mean here these five parts of the korban. In other words, or five parts that go along with the korban. The meat, the chelev, right, which gets burned. That's why it's separate from the meat. The wine libations, the mincha offering, and the oil libations. So we can say that's what it means. From Zevach Achad, he ate these five parts, and they were all notar, right? They were all left over beyond the time. And then he ate them. That would be what we call Chamisha Tamchuyin. He ate five different limbs of the animal. Rish Lakish amar afilu tema be'aver echad. Even within one aver, you could have a case of five tamchuyin. What would that be? Mishkacha laba katef. Katef doesn't mean the shoulder. It means the leg. If you remember what we learned about the leg, back when we were talking about body parts of animals, we learned that the leg divides into five sections. Right? As opposed to our legs, there's kind of, I guess you could say three. There's the foot, there's the shin, right, and the thigh. So there they have more parts, okay? There's an upper part, and then there's like three parts. Instead of like we have a shin and a thigh, there's three parts there, and then there's the bottom part of the foot. So there's five parts, and that's what it means. Rabbi Yitzchak, or it could mean that. Notice they all say kigon, like. They're giving examples of what could be, not necessarily they say this is the only case. Rabbi Yitzchak, nafcha amar kigon she'achal b'chamisha minei k'dera. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon She'achal B'Chamisha Ta'amim. Okay, I specifically read them both together because some people explain there's two explanations that each say if each one fits into the words, two different commentary, like Tosfot has a different understanding than the basic about which one means what. Okay, Chamisha Ta'amim, it actually sounds like, I think Tosfot's Pshat. Chamisha Ta'amim means you cooked each one with different spices. Okay? And Chamisha Minei K'dera means you cooked it in five different manners. Roasting, cooking. That's how we learned Tamchuyin the previous time we learned it. But like frying, let's say, you know, you've come up with five different types of ways of cooking. But some people have the opposite version. I think it's Rashi who says Minei K'dera is dafka spices and Ta'amim is how you cook it.
No, one could argue. There's a very big difference between eating just meat or eating meat in the solet and the wine and the chelev.
But again, when you view the world of korbanot, you can view that all as it's all part of.
Divide it anyway.
No, because if you're looking at, yeah, of course. I mean, that's why there's different explanations here. But the logic of that one, even though you might say that seems weird, but the logic is these are all part of one korban. That korban became notar because you left over all these parts and didn't do it. And then, right, it's all one unit in a sense. But yet, that's why these are called chamishat tamchuyin. They're kind of separate units. You have to find something that's one unit, but yet somewhat separate. Because the way they view Tamchuyin in this sugya is that Chamisha Tamchuyin, or as if it's Chamisha Zvachim. It's as if it's separate parts. Okay, Mishnah. New Mishnah, new question. Amar Rabbi Akiva. And this is going to switch a little. He's no longer in the shuk, in the butcher shop. And he's no longer asking Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel. He's now asking Rabbi Eliezer. Sha'alti et Rabbi Eliezer. If someone does many melachot on many Shabbatot, but he's doing all within one malacha, okay, we learned that there's avot and toladot, and, you know, there's 39 avot, within each av there's toladot, there's things that are similar to it in certain ways, and you do it all with one type of malacha, with one he'elem, one kind of, you know, all of a sudden someone says, you know, it's aser, but all that were done before that. Are you chayav achat akulan or chayav akol achat v'achat? There's a very morkav question. We're going to have to break it down in the Gemara. What exactly is he asking? Because there's a lot of things going on. Amar lo, so yet we don't yet understand exactly the question. Amar lo, chayav akol achat v'achat mikav v'chomer. You're actually chayav on each one that you do. It sounds like on each Shabbat, right? And on each melacha. He's asking, right? You follow these, kind of asking two things. You did a lot of melachot on a lot of Shabbatot, and they were all one type. And what does Rabbi Lezer say? Yeah, on all of them, right? It sounds like all each, even if it's within the same melacha you have to bring, even if it's separate Shabbatot you have to bring. So he says, Mikal v'chomer. What's our kal v'chomer? Uma nida she'im batotza'ot harbeh, v'chata'ot harbeh. Okay, what about a nida where there aren't different types of ways you can do it, right? There's not like a vot melachot, okay? There's one way of doing bi'ah. And it doesn't have chata'ot harbeh, and yet chayava kol echat ve'echat, and yet you're responsible for if you sleep with separate, right? You sleep with, right? In this case, the case is you slept with a nida, right? You slept with multiple women, multiple nido. Remember what we said? You sleep with multiple women, you're going to be chayav, even though it's only one isra of nida, you're going to be chayav a chatan on each one. So even though em batotzaot harbeh v'chata'ot harbeh, Shabbat sheyesh batotzaot harbeh umitot harbeh, but Shabbat that has many, it has all these melachot, right? You could be chayav several chata'ot. Therefore, ein odin sheyeh chayav akol echat ve'echat. Wouldn't you be chayav all the more so akol echat ve'echat here? Amarti lo. Now, in this case, we have a whole. It's even more than the last time. It's interesting. There's a progression here. The first few questions, Rabbi Akiva accepted their answer. Then last time he said, if you have a mesorah, I'll take it, but since it's logical, I'll knock out your logic. In this one, there's going to be a long back and forth between him and Rabbi Eliezer. So he's going to say, and again, I charted out the back and forth here, so if it's easier to look there, you can see. Amarti lo. Im amarta binida sheyesh bashte asahot. It goes in, there's two people in Nida, right? There's the man and there's the woman. And he gets and she gets. Once you have that, remember we saw that the other day, that theoretically one could say, since the women each have to bring a korban chatan, maybe he also has to bring a korban chatan, right? And therefore, you could say, one man sleeping with many women that are Nidas, since they also bring korbanot, we could see why you'd be machai of him multiple korbanot. But in our case, Tomar b'Shabbat she'im ba'el asara achat. Shabbat doesn't get punished because we were mechalel Shabbat. There's only one person who gets punished. It's the person who's mechalel Shabbat, not the Shabbat. There's no two directions there. And therefore, you wouldn't say it there by Shabbat. In other words, there's no reason to say you would get multiple melachot. Amar li, so again, Rabbi Akiva's telling this story. So he says, Rabbi Lezer answered me, Haba laktanot yochiach. If someone has sexual relations with ktanot, young girls, that will prove she'ein ba'el asara achat v'chayav akol achat v'chat. Let's say he sleeps with a number of ktanot, and right there's only one asara, and yet, and they don't bring a korban, so he's not mechayav a korban, and yet he brings, right, still brings multiple on each one, even though there's no other person there that's mechayav korbanot. Amarti lo, im amarta b'ktanot, sha'af api she'ein bahen achshav, yesh bahen la'achar zman. This is our classic answer we give when we have a katan and how we compare that, let's say, to someone who will never be chayav. If they got older, they'd all be obligated, so theoretically, they're begedir, they could theoretically have to bring a korban. Okay, so therefore, tomar b'shabbat, she'ein ba'achshav, alo la'achar zman. But Shabbat will never be chayav a korban, there'll never be a second side, and therefore you wouldn't say the same thing for Shabbat. So Amar li, Rabbi Lezer said back to me, habala be'ma yochiach. Somebody has sexual relations with an animal, that will prove it, because the animal doesn't bring a korban, and will never bring a korban, and yet if he sleeps with five animals and finds out after, right, this is again, we call gufi muchlakim, right, it's separate bodies, separate entities, and therefore you be chayav a kol achat ve'achat, and therefore you would say the same thing by Shabbat, because this disproves Rabbi Akiva's whole shita. It's not just because they're separate women that are each going to be chayav their own korban, it's just because they're separate women. It doesn't matter that they're going to be chayav korban, and therefore same thing with Shabbat. They're separate Shabbatot, separate acts that you did, even though all the acts connect with one av malacha, they're still separate acts. Amarti lo, so now, what do you think Rabbi Akiva is going to say? Habehema k'shabbat. Okay, that's a very unclear answer what he means. Does he mean, okay, I agree with you, you're right, behema is like Shabbat, and that proves that I'm wrong? Or does it mean, no, I view behema like Shabbat. The laws of behema would be like Shabbat, that you're actually only chayav one. Okay? And I still disagree with you. So it's unclear. Okay? So we're going to have to wait with that. So now we have a lot of lack of clarity here, and this is what's going to cause a quite complicated three opinions about how to understand this, which is, number one, what's the question? Even, we're going to see there's actually two questions he asks. Within the two questions, one of the questions is not going to be so clear what exactly the case is. And then within that, what's not going to be clear is, since there's two questions already and not just one, well, what's Rabbi Akiva's response to Rabbi Eliezer? Does he accept? Does he accept everything he says? Does he accept nothing he says? Does he accept part of what he says? So we're going to have lots of different permutations here. My kabai mine. So the Gemara asks, what's his question? If the question is, you do melachot on different Shabbatot, right? You did it this week, you did it next week, you did it the week after. Okay, well, I should go backwards, not that you did it in the future. But if you do it on several Shabbatot, by mine, if that's the question, then what should the line have been? Nibai ha'ose melacha achat b'Shabbatot harbe. Should have been simply, that's where the question should have ended. It's helpful if you look back at the question. Okay? Remember, the question is, okay, I actually put it on the sheet right under the chart so you'd see, right? If it's both, the question is, ba'oseh, we're at the very bottom of the sheet on the first side. Ba'oseh melachot harbe b'shabbatot harbe me'em melacha achat be'aleim achat mahu. So the question is, if it's just oseh melacha harbe b'shabbatot harbe, the question should have ended there. Ela v'ladei melachot ika avot amyan. Now they're going to also clarify what this question is that wasn't so clear. When it says me'en melacha achat be'aleim achat, what they're talking about is, it's clear to everyone that if you do one av malacha, you're chayav one chatat. If you do an av and another av malacha, right, like kotzer and choresh, you're chayav two chatot, right? We learned that already, that each av malacha is separate. The question is, what if you did several toladot that were all connected with one av malacha? Would we view that the same as an av malacha, that you're only chayav one because it all comes under one av malacha? Or since you did several different ma'asim, because toladot could be one type tolada, different type tolada, there's all sorts of ramifications, would we view that as separate acts and you'd be chayav? So that's his second question. When he says me'ei malacha achat be'alei machat, they're saying if his, well, we're not up to his second question, we're not up to answering yet that there's two questions, which is eventually what we're going to say, but if his question was that v'ladei malachot ki avot damyan, are the vladot, meaning the vladot really means, right, toladot, it's like offspring, right, the offspring of the offshoots of the av malacha, are they like the avot, that you'd only be chayav one for several, or do you actually have to bring separate korbanot chatat for each toladot, even though they all come under the same category of, let's say, zorea, right, you do several toladot of zorea, would you be chayav on each one a separate chatat? So if that's his question, that was his question, then nibai mine, he should have asked him, how semelachot harbe me'em melacha achat b'shabbat, and not b'shabbatot harbe. So what was this big mouthful that included everything? So I'm a rabbi, it should be rabbi, I think. I'm a rabbi. Amre be'rav. Okay, in the house of Rav, they say that he actually asked two questions. Okay, you can turn the sides on the sheet now. And here are the two questions. Number one, Shabbatot kigufin damin bi'ilo ba'amine. First question was, are Shabbatot considered separate entities? Each week is a separate thing, and you have a separate chatat. Again, this means, let's say, within the course of a month, every Shabbat is mechalel a certain malacha, and then I find out later, after 4 weeks, that, by the way, again, the question is, either it was Shabbat or it was Aser, we're going to have to figure this out. Because whenever it comes to Shabbat and Chatat, there's two ways you could be Chayav Chatat. Either you didn't know it was Shabbat, or you didn't know that Malacha was Aser. Okay, so we're going to have to figure that out. That's going to be the complicated part within that. So that was question number one. And then, V'ladei Malachot ke'malachot damyan olo. And then again, are the toladot of melachot like melachot? That's the second question. So now we're going to have to deal with the Shabbatot. Hechi mibayle. What exactly was this question about Shabbat? Okay, so now if you look at the chart at the top of the second side of the sheet, you see there's two options, okay? We have either Shigigat Shabbat and Zadon melachot, or Zadon Shabbat and Shigigat melachot. Okay, what's the difference? So Shigigat Shabbat means he didn't know it was Shabbat. He knew Zadon Melachot, he knew it was Asher to do melacha, but he didn't know it was Shabbat. So, Shigigat Shabbat v'zadom alachot pshitale diyamim shebeintayim hab yegedia lechalek. It's obvious. There would be no question about this because what happens? It can't possibly be that you forgot it was Shabbat today. Four weeks pass. Every time you forget it's Shabbat, and you only find out after a month, I'm just giving a month as an example, that day was Shabbat. This is interesting. So the claim here is that it's not possible that you would have gone through another week without realizing that you messed up your day count. Now, one could imagine an example. Someone's on a desert island and they really don't know. But I think what they mean is a person in their general life, even if for some reason you didn't realize it was Shabbat at that moment, eventually you're going to figure out within that week, but by the time the next Shabbat arrives, you're going to know that it was Shabbat. Okay? So, therefore, it's obvious that that's not the case. Again, this is the first, right? So they're going to say, right, pshita, the what? Yamim shebeintayim havi yediya. The in-between days between one Shabbat and the next are automatically mean there's some sort of yediya. You must have known
it
was Shabbat.
Claim, because up until now in all the cases, they haven't been applying human logic.
Right. Or not human logic. What you mean to say is reality.
Common sense.
Reality. In other words, average typical situation, right? The average typical situation is that, well, first of all, the average typical situation isn't that you forget it's Shabbat. Anyway, but there are times, by the way, where you wake up in the morning, you're half asleep, you go to the bathroom, you turn on the light, right? You don't realize it was Shabbat. That could be Shigigat Shabbat. But for sure, and maybe that's why, maybe that's a classic example of Shigigat Shabbat. You're going to realize that it's Shabbat at some point. You know, in that kind of situation, you usually realize right away.
I know it is not going to realize that something's wrong.
Right.
Right. It's a claim.
Right. Right. It's true. Yeah. Now, the whole concept of you didn't realize something was wrong is hard to understand in general. Agreed. Okay. So that, again, we're going to, by the way, the second option is going to say this isn't obvious. Okay? So just to make you feel better. So, Pshita Lady Mim Beitayim Havi Yediya Lechalek. And therefore, the question he must have asked must be, Zadon Shabbat, you knew it was Shabbat, Shigigat Melachot Hu Divine Mineh. And then he wants to know, since you didn't know about Melachot, right, and then you did several Toladot that all connected with one of Melacha, and you didn't know all those acts were Aser, E Kigufi and Damian Elo, are those considered separate acts you have to bring a Korban Chatan on each one, or not? O Dilma, or maybe Zadon Shabbat v'Shigigat Melachot, the case we just discussed a second ago, where you didn't know the Melachot were Asurot, Pshitale D'Kikufin Damyan. It's obvious that those are separate acts. Now, by the way, we're going to see later, I'm just kind of raising it, that actually someone's going to say, maybe it's Pshitale, the total opposite, that they're not Kufim Uchakim, just like Avot are not considered, every Av is one category, all the toladot you did are obviously one category. So right now they're going to say it's obvious that they're separate categories. Okay, and that wasn't his question then. And then what was his question? Shigat Shabbat v'zadom alachot hu d'bayim yineh. T'yamim shebeintayim ihabi yediya lechalek ilo. Do we assume that the middle interim days are considered yediya or not? So Amarabba, we're going to have three different interpretations here. Okay, Amarabba. Mistabra, it seems logical that what? Shigigat Shabbat v'zadom alachot pshitale diyamim shebeintayim havi yediya lechalek. I think it's option number one. Okay? V'zadon Shabbat v'shigat alachot hu d'bayim mineh kiguf in damyan olav. And then it was, the whole question was, if you do several toladot, right, is it separate acts or not? U'pashitle d'zadon, and then what's his answer? Zadon Shabbat v'shigat alachot kiguf in damyan. And then, v'lo kibo mine, but then Rabbi Akiva didn't accept his answer. U'pashatle, and then, okay, so he answered question number one and said, if you know it was Shabbat, but you didn't know the Melachot Rasurot, they're considered all one, they're considered separate, you have to bring separate chataot, is what Rabbi Lezer said, and Rabbi Akiva disagreed with him. And then, u'pashatle, right, and then the answer is that when he said, Shabbat kebeimah, he meant, I disagree with you. Or behemak Shabbat. Upashitle divlade melachot ke melachot damyan. Oh, one second. I said something wrong here. No, that's the vlade melachot. What he was asking here is, one second. Shigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot etzvinana. Uzadon Shabbat u'shigat melachot. Ah, right. I confused two things. Before I said that the second question of Zadon, Shabbat, and Shengat Melachot was about Vladot, it's not about Toladot, actually. It's saying if you do several Melachot, when you didn't even know Melachot or Asurot, would you call, right, if you did, according to this one, I think the assumption is, Shigigat Melachot, is that you just didn't know that Melachot or Asurot, and then you did a whole slew of Melachot. So do you view those as separate or not? And then in addition, he asked him, if you did separate toladot, would those be considered that you're chayav a separate chatan on each one? Okay, and then, upashit lei, does adon shabbat ushigam melachot kigufin damian velo kibol minei, upashit lei devladei melachot kemelachot damian velo kibol minei. According to Rabbah, he didn't agree with any of his answers. Okay, basically, Rabbi Akiva holds, you just bring one, and all the questions, and Rabbi Lezer thinks you bring separate on each one, okay? And even in the Shigagat Shabbat and Zadon Melachot, there was obvious, you didn't even need to ask, that obviously there's the idea between it. That is the only case where Rabbi Akiva would actually say you bring separate ones. You follow? In that case, according to Rabbi, it comes out that there's one case where Rabbi Akiva will say you'll bring separate ones, and that wasn't even what he was asking about, okay? The case that you bring separate is where you forgot it was Shabbat entirely because the assumption is you must have had a yidiyah during the week. Okay? Fine. In which case, again, he disagrees entirely with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is just not relating to that case. So, I'm a rabbi, mina amin Allah. What's my proof? Ditnan. It says in the Mishnah in Shabbat, klal gadol amu b'Shabbat. Kol ha-shocheach ikar Shabbat. He doesn't even know there's a concept of Shabbat. Okay, that's not our case. V'asam lechot harbeh b'Shabbatot harbeh eno chayav elechat. You had no idea there's even an existence of Shabbat. And then one day you find out, you don't have to bring on every single thing you did on Shabbatot, right? That's one. Hayodea ikar Shabbat. Let's say you know there's a concept of Shabbat. Va'asa melachot harbeh b'Shabbatot harbeh. And then you did a lot of melachot on a lot of Shabbatot. Chayav al kol Shabbat b'Shabbat. Okay? What is this case of? Shigigat Shabbat, but zadon melachot. Right? In other words, you knew about Shabbat. Now the assumption is here, you knew it was Shabbat, but you thought that today was a Yom Chol, and therefore you did a lot of acts. So you're going to be chayav on every Shabbat for Shabbat. Okay, which shows what? This is the case of, it must be that you had a yediyah in between. Hayodeh shu Shabbat, v'asa melachot harbeh b'Shabbatot harbeh. Okay, you knew it was Shabbat. You did a lot of melachot, meaning you didn't know it was shigigat melachot here. Chayav kol av melacha u'melacha. Now notice here what it says. You're chayav on each melacha, but it doesn't say v'ilu chayav al kol av melacha shel kol Shabbat v'Shabbat lo katane. It doesn't say that you're chayav on each Shabbat v'Shabbat. It says you're only chayav on each av melacha. So mane, who is this go according to? Mane ha. Ilema Rabbi Eliezer ema seifa. Okay, it can't be Rabbi Eliezer. Now here they didn't tell you the last line, but the last line of the Mishnah says, Ha'osem melachot harbeh, and I brought it on your chart. So the chart, if you see, the chart there says, has these four parts. Ha'osem melachot harbeh me'ein melacha achat, ein chayav ele achat. If you do a lot of melachot that are all part of one melacha, you're not chayav, you're only chayav one. Vi Rabbi Eliezer, chayav akov ladeh melachot kemelachot. Rabbi Eliezer has this unique shita, we saw this before, that if you do melachot harbeh, that are all part of one melacha, right, and that's, or it's also what we saw in the Mishnah, if you do a lot of melachot that all come under the category of one av melacha, you're chayav on only one according to the Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer is the one who said in our Mishnah, you're chayav on the vladot, right, the toladot, you're chayav on each one. So it can't be Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore, ela pshita Rabbi Akiva hi. Must be Rabbi Akiva. Ushma mina shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot. And what do you see here? The shigigat Shabbat and zadon melachot. What do we say here? Pshita lo diyamim shebein tayam havi yediyah lechalit. Right. That's the case where he said it's obvious you're chayav al kol Shabbat v'Shabbat because it's obvious you must have had a yediyah. That proves the first option. And therefore, and now you have to go along Now what happens? The next case of Zadon Shabbat v'Shigigat Malacha, what did we see? We said, well, it says you're chayav on each Shabbat Malacha. It doesn't say you're chayav on each Shabbat. So what do you see? Shabbat are not, each Shabbat is not considered a guf mechulak in this case, which means he doesn't agree with Rabbi Lezer, who said you're supposed to bring a separate chatat on each one. Because here, again, it's from the inference. It doesn't say it. But because it says you're chayav on each Av Malacha, and it doesn't say you're chayav on each Shabbat, it seems that he thinks you're not chayav on each Shabbat. So let's read that inside. So, Zadon Shabbat u'shigigat malachot, who debai? That was the one he asked the question. Ikigufin damyan, u'pashat lehen, and then he answered it, dikigufin damyan. And then he answered that it is gufin damyan, right? They're separate things, and he didn't agree with him, right? Okay, he didn't accept his answer. Vlade malachot ke malachot damyan, u'travayu lo kabil minein. And then he also asked him about vlade malachot ke malachot damyan, and he didn't. Neither answer did he accept from him. Because how do we know that? Because it says here, "Ha'osem malachat achat me'em malachat achat malchot arbei me'em malachat achat eino chayav el achat." So it's clear from there. He also asked Rabbi Lezer about that and didn't accept his answer because he says you're only chayav one. Rabbi Lezer said you would have been chayav a lot. But Amar le'Abaye, Abaye doesn't agree with him. He says, "Lo'olam e'em malachat zadon shabaru shigigat malachot." Now this is where I said someone's going to say otherwise. Go back to the chart on the top. Zadon Shabbat, Shigigat Malachot. You knew it was Shabbat. You forgot about the Malachot. That's where, according to the second option, it's Pshitale that we view these all separately. Okay? Here, Abaye says, no, it's the opposite. It was Pshita the Rabbi Akiva that Shabbatot Lav Kigufin Damyan. That we don't view each Shabbat as separate here. Okay? You knew Shabbat, you didn't know Malachot Asurot, and you did them several weeks in a row, right? It's actually logical to say that you wouldn't treat that separately. And therefore, that's not his question. So Rabbi Abaye, and his Rabba went like the first option in the top chart. Abaye goes like the second option with a minor variation in terms of what was obvious to him. He agrees that it was obvious, he just thinks the opposite conclusion was obvious. And Shigigat Shabbat v'Zadon Malachot, who debai mine? The whole question was, Yamim Shabbat Taim mihavim yediyah l'chalek ulo. U'pashitle. Now here comes the difference. He says, and then the answer was, right? Yamim Shabbat Taim l'chalek v'kabil mine. And then Rabbi Akiva, in other words, he asked the question about the days, or right, when you find it, do we assume it's obvious that you find out during the week that it would be Shabbat, and do we assume that would be m'chalek? And Rabbi Lezer says, yes, you have to bring a separate chatat on each week. And he says, okay, I agree with you. But vlade malachot ke malachot damyan v'lo kibel mine. But then he asked him, according to Abaye, there's a split. He agrees with him about one and disagrees with him about the other. Rav Chista Amar, he comes and gives a third opinion, which is going to match option number two, really the way it was about the pshitale, the way we had it originally. And you'll see how he's like Abaye, okay? So Amar Zadon Shabbat v'shigigat malachot afilu Rabbi Akiva svir lei kidikigufin damyan. If you knew it was Shabbat, you didn't know malachot rasirot, you're chayav on each Shabbat that you were mechalel, okay? And that's obvious. He didn't ask the question. The chibay mine, what was his question? Shigigat Shabbat uzadon malachot hu debay mine. His question was about the first case, right? You didn't know it was Shabbat, and you did a lot of malachot. Yamim b'entayim yihav yediyah l'chalek, right? Is it or not? U'pashitle, yamim sh'b'entayim yihav yediyah l'chalek, just like Abaye, this part. V'kabil mine, and he agreed. U'pashitle, divladei melachot ke melachot damyan v'lo kibla mine. So we basically agreed with Abaye. The only difference is, which is a big difference, which is if you're Zadon Shabbat and Shigigat Malachot, there's a machlok at Abaye Rav Chista about would we say it's obvious the Kigufin Damyan or it's obvious to love Kigufin Damyan. And right, neither of them thinks that that's the question that Rabbi Akiva asked. But it's just that they agree opposite things. That's why I made a chart in the end with all on the last page. You could see a chart to chart out the different answers. Okay, we're not going to get to this, but Rav Chista tries to bring a proof from these two braitot that seem to say different things about Rabban Gamliel. In one case, Rabban Gamliel agrees with Chachamim, in one case he doesn't, about writing on Shabbat on two different weeks. Okay, I'll just kind of give you a pre, which is if you write two OTO, one on one Shabbat, one on the other, can we combine them or not? And because of this contradiction of Rabban Gamliel, it's going to be very difficult to figure out how to read it. And it's Rav Chista is going to say the only way to read it is with my interpretation. And that's how he's going to explain it. He's going to use that contradiction to say, you'd have to say one is this and one is that, and that's how he's going to kind of explain it.